Hello, everyone. Welcome. We're a few minutes late, so I'm sorry about that, but you guys are coming in slowly, so we'll give everyone a chance to join us. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Angelina.
Yeah. Oh, it's Angelica. A lot of people call me Angelina, though.
So. Yeah.
All those names, Angela, Angelina, Angelica, they're all like one cloud.
Well, that's like Lynn. Lynn can be many things. It can be L-Y-N-N, it could be L-Y-N, it could be L-I-N, be L-I-N-N, it could be L-Y-N-N-E. Hey, Tiffany. Hi, Mary.
Hey, hi.
I feel like we just saw each other.
We did.
It was a good time.
Well, I'm going to try to keep on mute as much as I can as I'm in a public place, but just to give everyone an overview, we're all here for our website orientation, and the lovely Coach Lynn is going to, she's a seasoned expert in doing these orientations, and she'll be taking us through and walking us through, and then I think we'll have like a Q&A period, or Lynn, maybe you can lay out how you want the call to go, if you want people to just raise their hands, or what do you want to do, but yep, that's our intention, is pretty much to walk you through, and then Lynn can take Q&A, and we'll get rocking.
Okay. Hold on one second. My husband was giving a walkthrough. He heard the word walkthrough, and he's like, oh, walkthrough? Okay. Well, welcome, everybody. Let's see, we're going to do some muting here just for now. There we go. And I'm getting over here. Yeah. Glad to see everybody here. And I know this is a big week of having body balance meetings and getting to know each other and what this is all about. I mean, even if you are a seasoned veteran, like Sharon is, then there might still be a few things you're like, oh yeah, where was that? Or what was I supposed to do with that? So just welcome, and we're gonna get a going on it. I'm gonna share my screen. And I'm just gonna pretend that I am all new and this is my first time here. Can everybody see my screen? Perfect. Thank you. All right. So you may recognize this as the homepage for the Unstoppable Health page. I have pretty much all of these are the burnt orange colors, that meaning I can enter them simply by virtue of the fact that I coach a lot of people with these programs. You may see them. I think I have a few that are still grayed. Maybe not. Okay. So you may see some that are gray, and what that means is you, for whatever reason, can't go in there. If there is a program that you should have and you're finding it says it's gray, or it says you still have to pay for it to access it, please, please, please write the incomparable Christine at helpdesk@drritamarie.com, and she will be able to help you out, okay? So we're here for the Body Balance Program, and that's what this lovely design is. So we click Start Program, and we get going. All right, so as on this top bar here that you see, this is the Body Balance Home. If you're going, when was that call that Dr. Rita Marie had? Then you click on the calls button and you get to see. So the group mentoring that you have with the small groups, whether it be with myself or Annette, will not be on here because there's too many different ones and it might be confusing, like which one am I supposed to go to? So that one you'll be getting a separate email on. And again, if you have questions about that, you can write to help desk and we'll take care of it from there. So right now we don't have any upcoming implementation calls. That means calls with Dr. Rita Marie. But if you get a call access email, or you know there's one because it's on your calendar, but you can't remember how to get in there, you can always come here and there's the link to get to the call. So no worries if you cannot find that email. You also have access to office hour calls. And the next one, as we see here, is Thursday, February 6th. So you can already put that link on your calendar. And again, there is the access information. And those calls are just where you get to ask questions about where you are in the program, as far as if you have, let's say you're constipated and don't know what to do, and you can call in and Dr. Rita Marie will go through that. You may or may not see these, depending upon the length of time you've been in, the call recordings. You should, if anyone, see the January 9th one. That was the very first one we had. So know that you can come here and see that. And then there's previous office hour calls. So like there was one January 7th that you should be able to see. So again, this is on the calls button. Let me see what this. Well, I'm going to leave it up to you, Angelica, if you see there's a question that you think I need to address. All right.
I sure will. I had a question, just wanted to more of an addition. We have not yet updated our upcoming calls list, but they are all scheduled for the year. So in an effort to help you plan your calendars, I'm going to go ahead and send everyone an email now. Just give you a list of all the upcoming implementation calls so you can mark them on your calendar. But going forward, once we get caught up, we're going to be giving you all the calls on this page. So, but I just want you guys to have that, because it's important so you can plan out your life.
Those calls are usually, excuse me, the first or second week, I believe, because the small group calls are generally the third week. So we like to give you a little time between your interaction with Dr. Rita Marie and when you meet with us. But thank you so much, Angelica. All right. So I'm going to go back to the Body Balance Home to let you know that there's more than one way to access the different programs and things. The one way is here where you get to see all of them, or you can do it up above here. So as you see, when I went to module one, it's like you can just see them all down here and you're like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be in module five or module one, step five, get out in the sun. And so you can go there. And so that's one easy way to do it. The other way is just to click here. And you'll see that. Ta-da. Your inner healer. Now I'm gonna spend just a couple minutes here. The first one is assess your hormones and body system status. There are two assessments here. And this is the PDF version where you can print it out and do it for yourself. And this is the online version. Many of you have done the online version, and when you do it this way, there's a pretty good chance you'll get a receipt copy with a little lovely bar graph and everything like that. If you don't get it, just write again to us and we'll make sure to forward that on to you. And then if you do the online version, when you get that receipt copy, you want to look for the attachment that has that graph. If you don't get it, I'm going to go here again because I know this is something that you may see in other assessments that you do or other things. Because it'll vary if you're doing it on your phone or if you're doing it on an iPad. I'm on a laptop. So at the end of each subtotal, you'll see where it says calc, the green button that says calc. And each of these different sections has that green button that says calc. Then you go all the way to the bottom after you're finished. Let's see here. You're going to calculate the total after you hit this last green calc button and then click submit. So if you're not seeing any of these calc buttons or the calculate total button, then again, reach out to us. Some of the things to consider are, if like I'm using Firefox, maybe you need to switch over to Google Chrome or Safari or whatever. So kind of play around with it. But I really wanted to point that out because I've seen some people come through and it's only got the one without the graph. And that graph is really helpful. So I wanted to point that out. And then the other thing is where you get to record your results here in this Google Drive tracking form. If you're not familiar with Google Drive, this is a fairly easy way to become familiar with it. So this is a template. This is not what you're going to be typing on. You can see right here where it says that this also says view only, so you really shouldn't be able to type in it how you want to do it. And the instructions are there, but sometimes having this visual to see someone go through it is nice. You click this file button up here and see where it says make a copy. You click that and you can put your name in there or whatever. And then it'll show up in your drive. And then you're able to start putting the numbers that you got in your assessment. So, and then it'll change colors. It's really cool. Let's see if I can get it to work here. Come on. Maybe. It's not working on that one. Let's try this one. Oh, I know why, because it's view only. See, I proved you can't do this. So if you do this, you will see it turn colors. It will. It might be blue, green, red, orange, yellow. And so that's really actually good to know that you can't do it. So it just proved a point. And then when you come to the end of each section, you're going to click that you did it. This is good for a couple of reasons. One, we can actually see where you're at. Two, because this is self-paced, let's say, you know, you start on it and something comes up and you're gone for a week and you come back and go, where was I? You can come here and see which boxes you've gotten. And then this is a lovely little statement. Congratulations, you finished this. And then you can move to step two. Right there. You don't have to do it that way to move to another step, but it's a lovely thing. You can connect here. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about this step in module one. There is a lot here and it causes you to think deeply about yourself and you can spend a lot of time here. In fact, you could spend quite a few months here. However, that may not take you where you want to go. So what I invite you to do is maybe do number one, clarify your values. Listen to that, print out the form, write some things. If you journal, write them down, and then move on to step three, transform your stress. If you haven't done that already, I highly recommend it. You get these lovely emails every morning where you get to hear an inspiring and empowering message from Dr. Rita Marie to just keep it up. You know, that's why we're in this group. You guys are extremely smart. You know this stuff. But it's this group interaction that really is going to help. There's such power there. And then there's some nice little things in here that you can go through. The point is if you find yourself, whether it's module or step two, step three, any step that you find yourself stuck on, just like, oh, I see that. I'm going to just take a breath and put that aside and move on. And then I'll come back. So you can move on from step two, move on from step three, but always return. And that's again why these lovely little check boxes are so important, because they're going to help you remember, oh yes, I did sign up for that, but I hadn't listened to the heart math imagery. So I'm going to go back and do that.
Lynn?
So, yes.
I wanted to ask a question because I've already gotten some questions from people ahead of this call. So I wanted to just sort of bring
them
forward.
Thank you.
Some people aren't aware still of how to whitelist Dr. Rita Marie emails. Would you mind going through
back to
just briefly how to do that? And I know that it's it might be your private email. So I'm happy to, you know, step in and do this also. It's basically just we want to teach people how to make sure that all the emails from Dr. Rita Marie go to one place. I think that would be really handy.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you. I'll start and then please feel free to jump in because I have limited knowledge here and you have more. And I'm not going to say it's because the age on your driver's license is different than mine. Refuse to say age has anything to do with it. Anyway, so you will see that people and not just Dr. Reed Marie, probably anything you sign up says, please make sure you whitelist us. And you're like, what the heck is that? And so if you look, she talks about here the different ways you can whitelist, make it safe for you to get it. I know I use Gmail. And so what you're going to do here is come here. And it tells you the different ways you can do that. All right. So like I have Gmail, you find an email from Dr. Rita Marie. Maybe what I'll do is I will go to my Gmail. All right. And so what I would do is go into this search bar here. Oops. And I am going to type in Rita Marie, because that means I'm going to get something from there. And then I click enter. And so look, oh, there's a body balance site orientation call in an hour. So I would open up that email. All right. So does that, everybody understand that part? Okay. I got to go back here and see what is.
And I just want to also add in, for anybody who has had trouble receiving our call reminder emails, please check your spam and your trash, because sometimes, yep, as we are a company rather than a personal sender, emails automatically get filtered by your email server into the trash, the spam. So please check there. Yeah.
See how I have a one there? So that means, oh, there's something there. I don't know what it is. Vision 2020 protocol, unless it's it's nothing I want. I have the tendency to go to all mail, because then I don't have to worry about if something is in my, what is it, the different it's promotions, social, things like that. So I just click all mail down here, and then they're all right there. Okay, so think I actually already had it up. Here it is. Okay, so we've opened the email. We're going to click on more options in the upper right hand corner of the message. And we're going to add sender to contact list in the header of the email. And then you'll get a confirmation email. And my grandchildren are over, so if you hear kids screaming, that would be them. Okay, there we go. No, that's not what I want. Where did it go? There it is. Okay. Put this here. Okay. That's Google. Now I have to remember, what did I say? Options? Is that here with the gearbox? Do you remember, Angelica? It said something about options. No, I can't remember. Maybe it was down here.
Usually you click the three-dot menu and there's a filter. Yeah.
Three-dot menu. Oh, okay. Thank you. Go back here.
You open up the Read to Marie email, go to your mini hamburger, which is the three vertical dots at the top of your email. No, other, higher. No, next to the email subject.
There you go.
Yeah. No, the other three dots, Lynn, to the center of your window.
This one here?
Yeah. You're going to want to filter, and then it'll show filter messages. Yeah.
Okay. And just do create filter or?
Exactly. Okay. You create filter. And then, and this is just for Gmail. It's different for every provider, but essentially you want to just tell your email server that it's okay to receive emails from the sender. And what I would do is I would categorize as, choose category. And I think you can put it in your inbox, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, I primary. Yeah. So what Lynn's just done is she's told her email, whenever you see an email from Dr. Rita Marie at drritamarie.com, put it in my inbox. So that's just an overview of one way to do it. Okay. You may need to ask your own email server for specifics on how you set up a filter if you aren't already sure how to do that. But this is how it looks with Gmail.
Great. Yeah. Bye. Sorry. Right. And so go through these steps again. If you don't see anything that is on this document here, let us know. I've never used any of these other ones. I do have Thunderbird as well for the emails with Dr. Rita Marie. But does that help at all? Any other questions on that?
If anybody has questions moving forward, feel free to type in the chat, or I can open up your line and you can ask.
Yeah. Does everybody see where the chat is? On Zoom? Yes? I'm gonna stop sharing for a second. Oh, hi, Deborah. Yes, okay, so you all know how to do the chat. Okay, I think that's... Hold on a second. Sorry, these last little things with my son getting married. It's like, so I appreciate everybody's kindness there. All right, so I just want to make sure people knew about the chat and all of that. All right, so I'm going to go back to share. All right, so we've got the whitelisting happening and everybody's okay with that. Okay, and there's also the dashboard, and that's kind of what we're doing. We went over the call dates. Many of you are in the Facebook group. If you're not, this is where you would click on that. And then again, there is the support frequently asked question page. So, you know, if something comes up, if you want to go there first before you write to Dear Sweet Christina, you can do that. And then we'll go back to module one. So I think what I should ask people, how many of you are in module one right now and working on it in some form or another? Yes. No? Okay. So have any of you done your assessments, the two assessments? No? Okay. Well done, Sharon. Let's see if I can see who else is there. That's not what I want. Okay. So going back again to module one, we've got assess your hormone and body systems. That would probably take maybe to do the two of them 20 minutes, 30 minutes if you start putting things into that health tracker, that Google Drive tracker. Then move to connect to your why and do the first one. Then move to transform your stress and sign up for the messages. Then move to drink your water. Then go back to connect your why and do the second one. Then go to transform your stress and pick out one or two of those things that you want to do. Let's see. You have not. Yes, Christina, you are being indoctrinated well here. Okay. Great, Angie. So they don't work with Google Chrome, Angie says, but Internet Explorer. I keep forgetting there's Internet Explorer. Okay. So does that make sense? Does that help just going through that piece right there? Okay. Does everybody feel a little more relaxed about what you're doing? And where you may or may not be? Great.
Lynn, one more request. This is again taking the questions that came in previously. Could you go through an assessment, just do a test and show people how that should look and what to expect to see? And go through that at the end, they get an email of their results.
Correct. And with that lovely little graph. I'm trying to think which one is the, because I know this first one takes a while. I will try this one. I'm just going to go through. I'm not going to actually even look at them. Okay. Today.
Yeah, so right now, everyone, we're going through a test assessment to show you how.
In case you're wondering, why is she doing that? I don't know how much I weigh. I find scales to be evil. So, and one thing to remember on here, it says the past 30 days. So if something has happened, but it's been 10, 15 years ago, it's in the past. We're just dealing with the past 30 days. But it's something to note when you're on a call or if you're doing a coaching call or something. So I'm just going to sit here and go through. I'm not even looking at the questions. Because then I call it my ACDC, we'll click in. See, now I'm going to hit calc. All right. And that calculates just that portion, that subtotal.
Also,
this is a change. So, is this kind of what it looks like for you guys if you've done this? And, you know, the reason why this is, we're having you do this, testing can cost a lot of money. Sometimes it's really important to do testing, but this actually is very empowering because you get to answer the questions from your perspective of your own body. And it just amazes me all the time how this actually is very similar to what you'll find in a test. And it's free. Hopefully I'm almost done. Maybe I picked the wrong one to do. So, how about them Packers? Sorry. Can't say how about them Vikings because they're not in the, I don't think they're in the game in Super Bowl anymore. I believe the 49ers beat the Packers, yeah. And Calc.
Can I have this bear?
No. Sorry. But now you know kind of how much time to set aside as you do this. I would ask you to actually look at the questions and spend some time. Chloe's at dance. So if you've looked at some of these questions as I'm doing it, let me know if you have questions about any of these questions. Like, really, what does that mean? How do I do that? Oops, I forgot one. Oh, see, now you know what happens when you forget one. It will let you know. We've got to be almost done. I actually have done these in the past. It's just been a while. Do you ever have a runny or drippy nose? It's winter in Iowa. You betcha. Oh, look, calculate total. All right, so now I'm going to calculate total, and then I'm going to hit submit. And hit submit. Oh, there we go. And then you're going to want to scroll up at the top, and it will tell you success. And then I will go over and look in my email and watch. There it is. So it says VLM assessment, body system, organ assessment, a copy for your records. And then it'll go through the whole thing. And then at the bottom, there you go. So you'll have the two of them. And this is the one that I'm saying is that lovely graph that you get. And, you know, if you do it where you're not just going down 1, 1, 1, 1, you're going to have some that are larger than others. Okay. And this is what, these are the numbers that you're going to be putting, the 33 or whatever numbers in the percentages. Those are the numbers that you're going to be putting in that Google Drive the health tracker form. See, and it has there under the summary, everything there. Okay. Does that make sense? All right. Hopefully that doesn't, it's not, I mean, I know you saw that it took me a little bit of time to go through it, but, you know, pour yourself a cup of dandelion tea and, you know, take some time to answer those questions. This is your chance to really speak for yourself. Yes, Sharon.
When you were talking about the Google Drive and going into file and make a copy, I'm sorry, I was distracted by something on the chat and I didn't catch okay. what you were saying about it.
Not a problem. It's probably good to do it again. So when we go down here to, this is step one in the first module. Sorry. You're going to go here to where it says, click here to access the Google Drive tracking form, right? And so you click there. And you can't, and I was an example, you can't even write on here. It even says view only. But up on the top here, next to the green sheets icon, you'll see where it says file, edit, view, that type of thing. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, so you click that and see where it says make a copy? And I'm going to be right back. Do you see that where it says make a copy? So it says, so there's a, do you see the drop down? I should say that.
I'm sorry.
Maybe drop down.
There's a, do you see a drop down box here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I see file.
File, and then when you put your, when you click on file.
Mm-hmm. I've got the drop down.
You got the drop down, and then right here it says make a copy. It says share, new, open, import, make a copy.
Okay, and what do you use the make a copy for?
So that you can actually put the things in. I'll be right back. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, I have a second of quiet here. If anybody has questions about the assessments, please do just type in the chat or you can, and I can open your microphone so we can talk about it out loud.
Okay, yeah, I have a question.
Sure, Deborah. What's
I mean, I took this before this course previously and I filled out a couple of these and the whole thing malfunctioned right at the end and I lost all my work and that was it. I said, I'm not doing this again. So whatever that glitch is that repaired?
Thank you so much for your patience there.
Yeah, that's a good question. And I'll definitely let Lynn know. So Deborah asked, she said that she's done the assessments before, but at the end she lost all her work. So I was hoping to walk through the assessment might kind of alleviate that issue, but I don't know, Lynn, can you speak
okay,
to that?
So you did these and you've lost them?
Yeah, I submitted it and it would not submit and it ate my work. I mean, the dog ate my homework. The dog ate my homework.
Well, and I know Mary had an issue with that as well. And that's where she also found that if she switched browsers, it worked better. So if you're doing it like I'm doing mine in Firefox, but I think Chrome worked for you, didn't it, Mary? Yeah. Yeah.
I'm using Firefox.
Yeah. So try using Chrome and see if that doesn't work. If you're getting through it and you hit submit and you're still not seeing anything, please write into help desk because Christina is really aware of this as something that might occur.
That might occur, but
it might occur. And then sometimes you do it and we're showing that you did it. but you're not getting it. So we can then take that and forward that to you.
So I guess I'm going to ask you then, is there a way, once you finish this questionnaire, to just print it out before you submit it so I don't go through that again?
So what I do is I take screenshots of each of the sections. Because I've had that happen where I've been working on like a multi-page form. And I would just take screenshots of each of the sections. I've never tried printing it. It's certainly something to try. But I have done it where I've taken a screenshot of it.
Can you download it? Can you download this? You download it and put it in PDF, then it works.
Yeah, you can download the PDF.
Is it in PDF when you're filling it out?
Well, what you could do is go through and do the PDF and then come back here and enter the information. The way the PDF works is, and again, you can print this out and then you do it with your put pen to paper. And so you circle all of these and then you add them up. The zero column is going to be zero. The ones are going to be, you just add up all the ones, and let's say there's two. You add up all the fours or the twos, and let's say there's four. You add up all the threes, and let's say there's six. So you got a total of 10. So that's going to be your subtotal. Then you come down here, it says percentage for low stomach acid. You're going to do 10 divided by 54 and multiply that by 100. And that answer is going to be here. You multiply, the asterisk means multiply. And so that's how you're going to find your percentage.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'll try it again. I mean, I said I wasn't going to try it again, but I'm now going to try it again.
Okay. And again, if maybe do this one first and then do it. And if it's, try it in Chrome instead of Firefox. There's a lot of things I've been having to do in Chrome.
Also, Internet Explorer is no longer being supported.
Oh.
And there's some sort of corruption going on with it too.
Okay.
So I don't know if you want to use Internet Explorer.
Yeah, I haven't used Internet Explorer in years. I've either used Firefox or Chrome if necessary. If you have, I believe if you have a Mac, your other option is Safari. That is my understanding. All right. Is this helpful? I want to make sure that, because this is the time when we're making sure you feel supported and safe, and that this is something you can do. The other thing I'll say is, if you're finding the technology piece of it a bit much, then just leave it alone. Just leave this stuff alone. Return back to the really important pieces, which are here. You can make it here. You can review the things. Just, I know what I've said to people in the past, just before you even start doing anything, go through and look at each of the actions and just scan it, let your eyes see it. And if there's something that pops out to you, like, oh yeah, I really need to do that, then have a notebook there and write it down. You know, step four of module one, water quality. Need to look back at that and just write it all down. And that way you'll be making sure to do the things that you need to do. Come to the calls and say, this is what I'm doing. And we can say, that's great. Let's look at the assessment, doing the assessments, because that will give us more information. The name of this module is Empower Your Inner Healer. So trust your inner healer as you look through each of the steps that it's going to tell you, oh, I got to get out in the sun.
First one you did?
Yeah, you missed them.
Huh?
You missed them. Whatever volume.
Okay. So then you go down and you go through the actions, get out in the sun early in the day. Oh, maybe I can't do that because I have to go to work. All right, so we'll do something else. You know, get your, just go look through it and see which are the things here.
Is this Lynn?
You might look at this and go, oh, wow, I have to read all of this? No, it's there for your education whenever you want to. All right. This is about doing things perfectly imperfect. This is about doing things as it works for you. You know, that second step, the big why, always return to that. Why am I here? I'm here because I want to have the energy to keep up with my kids, my grandkids, my friends, my dog, my cat. Well, maybe not the cat. My cat's pretty lazy. Anybody, a mouse can keep up with my cat. But that's the idea, is why am I doing this? Always keep that in the forefront of your mind. Put little sticky notes, whether it's on your phone or your computer, on your bathroom mirror, on the clock that rings horrendously in the morning. Why am I waking up now? Oh yeah, that's why. Okay. Always return to that. Trust that the answers are within you, and these are just guidelines that you get to choose to do. There are people who are doing this here the second time, and they, you know, they may have gone through and said, oh, I need to do these things last year. So this year, and I've heard them say this, they're coming back and going, yeah, I needed to do more. Maybe they'll read one or two of those articles or watch a video. You get to choose. I'm gonna stop sharing for a moment. Like to see people's faces. So chats, you can, yeah, we usually give you the chat, but just as a tip, if you look in the chat area, you'll see way to the right where these three little dots, and you click on that, and it says save chat. So when we are done here, that chat all automatically is saved to your computer. So you don't need to wait for us. Right, these are not, Denise, these are not Adobe PDFs. They're the kind that you would print out and then you'd take your pen and you'd mark them and do that type of thing.
Lynn, could you explain again what you were just saying about save the chat?
Oh, sure. So if you have your chat open and you're looking at that area, and granted, I am on a laptop, so I'm just giving you my version, where you would type your message, there should be an area that has three little dots, or maybe it will say other, or there should be something there that you can click that says save chat or save meeting chat. I think it says save chat.
No.
I'm on
my iPad. So if anybody has any ideas for me.
Yeah. I don't have an iPad. So if anybody else here has an iPad and would be happy to share with us. That would be great. I'm looking.
Look under at the right hand side under more. M-O-R-E. More.
And where do you find when you say the right hand side?
Well, if I'm looking at the screen and I'm looking at you, and my picture would be up in the upper right hand corner. There's a menu down below. There's mute. There's start video. There's share content. There is participants. And then there's more.
Can you? No, you can't. I was going to say, can you lift it up and show the camera? No, you're on it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But it says
when I go into more.
Three dots. There's three dots. And it says more. And then you press on that and it says chat. Meeting settings, virtual background, and cancel. And then if you just hit inside the window, it will all disappear.
That's right. I can see that, and I can go into chat, but I don't see where I can save the chat.
Oh, so then, let's see. I'll do it on mine. Chat. And then, let's see. Where does it say? Save chat. Good question. Well, there you go. I've seen it on other devices, and I'm on my phone.
Oh.
I don't see
it. Yeah, I've seen it on my phone, but my phone obviously is not the same as an iPad. And Tiffany says she doesn't see it on hers as well. Well, know that, and I also know that, let me see if I can do it here.
If there's something on the chat that I'm really interested in, then I do a screenshot and just save that segment.
Okay. I was looking here. I know that there are times where I can... Oh, I know, it's because I'm only a co-host. If I was a host, then I could click on people's names and it would say, say allow record. But you can't do that on an iPad because I've had clients that have iPads and they can't record it on there. So it might be a data thing, storage. That's the only thing I can think of.
But it'll be saved. By
it is definitely safe.
By you guys anyway, right? So
yep, exactly.
And available. Okay.
And it should be there on the call recording. If it's not, then reach out. I know I've got it on my computer, so I can always put it like in the files section or something of the Facebook group, or we'll get it to you. Deborah says she watched Riri's video on digestion, and she mentioned Vibrant Living, which contains her links to health-related products. So I think actually what she's talking about, before we had the Unstoppable Health site, we had her site was called the Vibrant Living Members site. And I think that's what she's actually talking about. There is the Vital Health Community that she has different calls and things on. Vibrant Living. So as far as health-related products, pretty much every single program she has something called the Create a Healing Kitchen document, and it has links in there for different products, whether it's a supplement or her latest kitchen tool or things like that. So I will go in and find one. I don't think that's in module one, but I am pretty darn sure it's in module two. Let's see. Yep, it is. So I will share my screen again so you can see this and see if this is what you are asking about. Okay, so this is module 2. Okay, and as you scroll down, where it's, you've got your recipe collection, your menu guideline, and then, that was fun, creating healing kitchen resource guides. When you click on that, and it does say Vibrant Living right there. I think that's because that used to be her brand. But you can see here, and this is updated, which is why I often say don't, you can, it's a, well, it's 51 pages, so you really don't want to print it out, but it's also interactive. She's got some really neat information here on different foods and what to look for. And here's the first one, chia seeds and chia seed powder. I've actually got some of the greens in chia. It comes in these little, they're really nice when you're traveling and you can just put it in your water. But you can see that she's got different resources here. There's actually one, if you get to module 2, and do the leaky gut protocol, that's just the gut repair products. I see a typo. So is this what you are possibly talking about, Deborah? Here. Is that what you're talking about? Yes? Okay. Does that help everybody else to see that you have that? Oh, here. What'd you say?
I said thank you. It helps me.
Okay. All right. I'm just kind of scrolling through some of the questions as well. Yes. Does anybody want me to go over any of the other modules? The digestion, the blood sugar, the adrenal fatigue, or the thyroid? Nope. Okay. That's good, because we should be focusing on module 1. Did we decide, Angelica, when we are going to have, as a group, people doing the elimination diet? I remember seeing it on the Facebook group, but I don't remember right off the top of my head. I know it was January, right? Like the last week of January.
So elimination diet is going to be the next challenge. Right now we have fasting with food coming up. It's January 27th to 31st.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around. Okay.
No, it was. Yeah, I thought so too. But no, Dr. Rudy Marie decided fasting with food's coming next week, and we're going to give you some warm up announcements just to get you ready. So that'll all be updated on Facebook.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Did any of you do the fasting with food with Dr. Rita Marie? No? Okay. She did it on the Unstoppable Health in that community. I'm easily distracted. Denise, I would write to help desk and let them know exactly which program and which videos, like which section and everything. Great, Tiffany. I remember, Tiffany, when you were doing that. All right. I'm just going to look at the here. Just so you have an idea what this elimination diet is all about. And then also where you can find your fasting with food information. Okay, I'm gonna share my screen again. Share. Okay, so the module one again, and it's towards the end, so you may not have gotten through all the other modules, and that's okay. If you want to do it with everybody, you can still do that. So you go to the elimination diet and cleanse, step 10. And I encourage you actually to watch the video just to give you some information. There's an assessment you can do. Food allergy detection, a food frequency checklist assessment. Some of these you won't get that lovely little bar graph like the food frequency checklist. It'll just give you a list of what you are going to do. And then this is because we're like, I don't know, does it affect me? And so this will go over what the trigger foods might be. This also has the no, go, or maybe protocol. So the no are foods like, yep, no, I can't do that one. I can't eat dairy because I just get all bloated and stuffy and everything. And then as you look through here, if you eat something and it's like, oh man, I can't stop eating it, that would be a no. Caffeinated beverages, alcoholic beverages, foods with sugars or fats. During the elimination diet, even though you may not be sensitive to it, we'd like you to stay away from the top 10 food allergies just for the purpose of this elimination diet. And then the foods are those things you're like, yeah, that's good for me. I'm all good there. And then the maybe foods, I don't know. Can I eat eggplant? Maybe. And so you're going to be putting that on, I believe, I know they're, you may just have to do it on your own. Yeah. And then there's a, I'll just do the PDF version because I don't want to download or anything. So here's how you do this here with your, what you're eating and how you track. It's, if you've done Sweet Spot, there's a lot of similarities with the glucose tracker. So it's January 21st at 7:05 and my energy is pretty good. My stress level is moderate. You know, my pulse, I can either check my pulse here or here. You don't have to do it if you don't want to, and what your glucose level is before. Then what was it you ate? I'm actually doing a kind of a hot cocoa thing here with hot water and coconut almond milk and coconut oil and hot cacao. And so I would put that on there and see what my pulse is afterwards. What is my glucose after, like 20 minutes after whatever? Did my energy go down or do I still feel pretty good? Am I happy? Am I feeling agitated? Did I do any exercise? Am I feeling any pain? You know, you don't have to overthink it, but it's just a place for you to be able to note. You can print this out so that you can have lots of copies of it. And she gives you just examples here. So like, you know, for your energy level or things, you could put no, zero for no, one is minimum, 10 is maximum. So it gives you kind of a key here for things that you can write down. And then you've got your suspicious food tracking. You know, I had that hot chocolate and I am outstanding. or I ate that and yeah, my nose is running, I'm suddenly feeling bloated and gassy, I'm kind of suspicious of that, or that is a problem. So just have this along with you. So you can have both of these documents going at the same time. You don't have to, it's just there. And the other piece with the elimination diet, it's not a forever thing. So this is like a week or two or however long you want to do it. Here's where you can use to track what foods you're eating. And I am going to unmute Sharon. Well, maybe not. Let's see. I can't unmute you. There you go. It's not letting me unmute you. Now you're unmuted. Okay. Nope.
How about that?
Okay. There we go.
Okay. When you're talking about the top allergen foods, the gluten, dairy, soy. Now, did you say you just have to read them off them for a limited period of time, or the yeah. foods that you...
No, it's just for like a week or so while you're doing this elimination diet. The whole point of the elimination diet is to take things out and see how your body does with the foods you do eat. And then after about a week or however long you determine you want this to do this, you add something in one at a time. So unless you know that you don't do dairy, you don't need to do that, or the gluten or anything like that. But let's say, I'm curious about some of these leafy greens. So add one in, see how do you do. If you feel a little gas or bloating, it's like, well, I wonder how I would do if I steamed it. And then try it that way. The idea, though, is you've given your body this chance to rest. And then you're going to try one thing and see how does my body do with that. And that's what they call the provocation part. You may have heard of the elimination diet, which is where you get rid of everything. Well, the provocation part comes after that, where you see, okay, how does this food affect me?
There's some background noise. Can people mute if they're doing something in the background?
Lynn, can you still hear me?
I can.
Okay, I did the elimination diet, and I also did a food sensitivity testing. Yep. So then I went through the provocation process and did all of that. But it's just the top allergens. I've continued for basically a year now to just avoid all of those. So is that not necessary then?
It is not necessary. You know, you test it, see, you know, you've removed it now, so your body's pretty well rested from those things.
Okay.
Test it and see how am I going to do with certain nuts or strawberries or whatever.
Yeah. I was referring more to the gluten, dairy, soy, corn, eggs, and peanuts.
Yeah. And then also take into consideration what your particular body is working with. I would probably say not to do gluten and dairy for you right now. But some of those other things might be okay to try one at a time and see how you do.
When I did my food sensitivity test, the wheat and gluten came up as high.
I bet. Yeah. Now, I've done sensitivity testing like Cyrex in the past. And one of the things that came up for me was cayenne pepper. It's like, oh, I shouldn't have it. I was making a drink every morning that had at least a tablespoon of cayenne pepper powder in it. So everybody's like, what? I loved it. So it wasn't that my body was sensitive to it. It's like, maybe not that much. So I took it out for about a week or two. And then I just added in like a quarter to a half a teaspoon at a time. And then I was fine. It was just too much of a detox reaction for my body.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Great question. Let's see. So we've got the a recipe collection to help you along here. And you will, if you've again done any of these foods or recipes with Dr. Reed Marie, like for keep wanting to say before Sweet Spot or any, you know, Grand, you'll probably recognize many of these recipes. So just take a look at them and see. During an elimination diet, oh, you don't have to worry about going hungry, because that's the first thing that comes up, right? Oh man, I won't be able to eat anything. I'm gonna go really hungry. Nope, look at all of that. Look at all of that. So, and we're still going. How many pages? This is 82 pages. All right, I am not gonna go through it all, but you get the idea that you have many recipes here that you get to use. And there's the food reintroduction phase. Foods that hurt and food, you'll see this many times. I know it's in the Grand Gut Repair Programs, same for the healing regimes. And there again is the provocation phase on what to do. Does this make sense? Do people have questions? So Sharon's shared that she has done an elimination diet before. Has anybody else ever done an elimination diet before? I know Angelica was doing one with her parents. Yeah, I think she's still doing it with her parents.
Still am, whole month of January. Although to be honest, I'm not gonna bring in gluten and all that stuff. I have my own reasons for not doing that, but.
And that's, I'm so happy you said that, because that's what this is about. You got to do what's best for you. You know, I will be transparent and say I am not grain free. My favorite grain right now is millet. And it's helping me with my own particular health situations. But I have, because of what I've learned in my own experimentation with it, I eat adoogie beans. So anyway, so it's because I have gone through this kind of a process and found that this is what works for me right now, where my body's at. Later on, it could totally change and my body will go, get that stuff out of my face. I don't want to see it anymore. So anyway, I just want to make sure people are comfortable with this.
Then what I found with eliminating those six things is, you know, a year ago, if somebody had said to me, are you bloated in the abdomen? I would have said, oh no, I'm not. But I know now that I'm much flatter in the abdomen than I was before. So what I'm going to have to do is go through a provocation now if I'm going to add these back in, because I don't know what is making the difference to me.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
Alrighty. So now that we've covered the elimination diet piece, are there any other kind of topics anybody would like to throw into the pot that they're not sure about with their website or anything at all? Feel free. All right.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah, I'm just commenting on Deborah's. To be real honest, I'm not a big fan of some of the food sensitivity testing, because I feel your body is the best monitor of what's going to work for your body or not. Mm-hmm. And like you said here, it's not an always thing. It's just right now, this is how my body's responding. And so kind of keeping a food journal or a food diary, whatever you want to say, is the best way to keep track of that. Testing with the blood sugar meter is a great way to see how is my body responding. It's just another opportunity for you to take a breath and get in touch with who you are and that empowered healer. So
I want to talk a little bit about gluten, because I thought I was off gluten. So I've stayed away from breads and, you know, I've gone gluten free, but on my last blood test, which was only a month ago, it showed that I was having an inflammatory response to gliadin, which gliadin is in gluten.
Yeah.
So where the heck did that come from? If I'm off it, so that means it's somewhere in the grocery stores or in things I don't know about.
So how long have you been on gluten or off gluten? Because I think you've been off for a while.
A year.
Yeah. Because gluten antibodies stay in your system for at least 6 months. Other sources are things like drywall. So if you're having any construction done in your house.
Drywall?
Yeah, the dust has gluten in it.
Wow.
So, yeah. Medications. Check your medications. Yeah, I didn't think you were on any. But even some supplements.
Maybe.
Yeah. There is some of that cross-reactivity that can happen. So when you did the testing, did they do the cross-reactivity?
This was a GI map.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So that was your stool test, right? Yeah.
It showed up. This was a month ago. And I'm thinking, really?
Right? And you know what? In December, I mean, cookies galore.
I wasn't eating them. I really wasn't.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking everybody around you. You go in, like you said, you go in the store. There's the bakery. There's the flour dust. You know, it could be just about anything in there. How big was the value?
Not much. Not much over.
Okay, cool.
It wasn't far.
Right.
Was out of range. But not by a terrible large amount.
Right. So when you get a chance, I would go into the module 2, the grant program, and do those three nutrient modules or assessments, as well as the leaky gut assessment, and just see where you stand there. Because I know you were in the program last year too.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, we unfortunately sometimes can't be bubble people, and things, our skin absorbs things. So it's really, really important for us to keep our immune systems up and healthy.
This is hard. It's hard to do because if you're out in the world, I mean, unless you want to give up your whole life and not do anything or go anywhere.
Right.
Which is not happening. So.
Right.
You're going to be exposed as yeah. I am being. I'm already vegan, as you know, and now I have no gluten. So that right there, that eliminates 90% of what's out there at parties and other affairs.
Yes, I know. Yep, I totally understand. I mean, nobody asks me anymore what I want to eat because I know I'm just going to end up bringing it myself anyway. And this is where it's really important to have that mindset. That one, I'm okay. It's okay that I bring my food. I'm not saying anything bad about you or anybody else. This is just my food. I'm here really not for the food. I'm here because I'm going to hang out with you guys and talk and have a good time. Food's secondary, at least for me. And but just being really committed to yourself. And so when these things happen, just be aware of how you're feeling. Just be aware of, I've been working so hard on being gluten-free and dairy-free and keeping off these allergens. And here my test shows that I still have it there. And pay attention to how am I feeling? and just observe it. I'm frustrated. Wow, look at that. But know that you are doing a tremendous job. Like you said, things happen. Okay, I'll just keep doing the best I can.
Okay.
You know, just you're here with us. And I commend you for that. Just keeping aware of how you're feeling and your mindset. If you start feeling a little down, first of all, don't ridicule yourself. I'm one of those people who are, I call it the cult of positivity. It's like, oh, you need to be happy. No, I don't. I don't feel happy.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay. It's just a feeling. It's just that energy moving. But we have to be aware of it and say, oh, look at that. I'm kind of pissed off that I did all this work and it's still showing up. Okay. Yeah. Just look at that and acknowledge that's your feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. You do not have to be happy all the time.
And I'm not.
Good, because neither am I. Ask my kids. You know, that's why we're all here. We're on this journey and we're here together. And we're here to support each other as we go through this. So come to the call and open your line and say, you know what? I'm just not happy because this is what happened. Okay.
Okay.
But also share when you're happy. We like that too.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Great. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And I'm glad to see you again.
Good to see you.
Just want to pop in and let everyone know I have to get going.
Yes. And I do too.
Yeah.
I'm packing and doing laundry. And so, because we're driving, it's an 18-hour drive. And so I've got my cooler. I sent my husband to the store to buy these big mason jars with the covers, and I'm going to be putting my smoothies and stuff in there and all my veggies. So I am right there with you.
Yeah. All right. Well, have a fabulous time.
Thank you. All right. Thank you again, guys, for being here. And watch for the recording. It will show up in the call section. And I'm assuming Angelica, because she's amazing, will be making sure that the person who does this has the chat log there.
Yes, I have put in said request. I'll see it through. And I also owe everyone an email about upcoming calls. We were chatting about that earlier, so you'll see that come along too.
Excellent. All right. Let us know if you have questions. Maybe we'll see you on the Facebook, and have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah.
Rest of your week.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye.